As a father, I have wanted my son to be sensitive. My wife and I have tried to bring him up as we want him to be. We have wanted him to feel others' sadness. We have expected him to be impressed by beauty when he sees something really beautiful. So we have tried to give him chances to be moved by beautiful things. When he was a small child, we often took him to art museums and theatres. We often placed him in beautiful scenery in nature. We also read him beautiful stories from picture books before going to bed almost every night. However, I am sorry to say that he didn't grow up to be what we wanted him to be. I found it out in several cases. When we saw Mount Unzen all covered with red leaves as if on fire, its beauty made us give a cry in wonder. But he looked cool and said nothing. When we took him to see the Queen Elizabeth II at Nagasaki Port, he looked as if he wanted to say, "Nothing much." While we were moved to tears to see a sad scene on TV, he didn't seem to feel anything. He looked indifferent to any moving scene. We worried that he didn't have a warm, human heart. We were afraid that he would become a cold-hearted adult. But one day, I was surprised to find out a strange part of his heart. He began to burst into tears while talking on the phone. The call was from one of his friends in his junior high school days. We were told that one of their friends had suddenly died from heart attack that morning. They used to be good friends. They entered different senior high schools, and they had seldom seen one another since then. But I think their friendship had not changed. My son, who looks cool and indifferent to everything, cried tears over his friend's death. He has looked sad and has hardly talked with us for about a week since then. I don't think he felt like talking after such a trying experience. Of course, I felt very shocked and sad to hear about the death, but I was relieved to see a human heart in my son.